Okay, I would like to call to order the regular meeting of the Town of Discovery Bay Finance Committee. Can I get roll call, please?
Roll call been taken. Let the record show. All members are present.
Okay, this is the time for public comment. If there's anybody, is there anybody online?
No, there's not.
Okay, well, I'm going to give the speech anyway. If there's anybody that would like to speak to any item in front of the committee that is not on the agenda, this would be the time for you to speak up. For the record, there's nobody in the room of the public, and there's nobody online. So if you're there, speak up. If not, I will close public comment. Can I get a motion to approve the minutes?
Motion to approve draft meetings.
I'll second. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Approved unanimously. Presentations.
Tonight, okay. To
we're going to move on to discussion. I'm sorry, update, finance update. And that's from Julie. Julie, are you there?
Yeah, can you guys hear me?
I'm closing my eyes and go ahead.
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay.
Great. All righty. So, Kelly, are you presenting the deck that I prepared?
Say what?
Yes, I'm sure
it's
here.
Is it in here?
It's in your packet.
Well, then we don't, go ahead, Julie. We have it in our packet. Let's
your
see.
Packet.
Hold on. Let's get there. That's item E. What is that, E1? Okay, we're there. Are you there, Brian?
Yep.
All right, so attached to this packet is the first 4 months of fiscal year 2022-2023. We are 1/3 of the way through the fiscal year. Just a couple things to note before we get into the financials. Our first installment from the county is due in December. We actually got notice we should be getting that on the 19th. Annual payments that were made early in the year are notated in financials. In October, we made our debt payment, and the end of October it was, those are our principal and interest payments. The payments that we make in May, June timeframe are the interest only. So the financial, I've given you the detailed financials by account in your packet too. If you have any questions on those, just let me know.
I have a couple questions.
Okay.
First of all, how many installments do we get until we get all our money from the county?
We get, the biggest installment comes in December, which is about 50%. We get in April, we get 40%, and then in June, or 45%, and in June we get about 5%.
Strain it out a little bit, okay. All right, very good. That would be the first question. Second question on the second bullet point, third bullet point. No, fourth bullet point. Since this is being recorded, tell us that debt payment is for what?
That is for our three bonds.
Okay. So, we only make those payments four times a year?
Twice a year.
One time it's interest only, and the rest is principal and interest. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
All right. And then I wanted to let the committee know that our audit field work was completed on November 2nd. I'm still working with the auditors to get some items cleared up, but looks like the audit went very well. And I do not think we're going to get financials any earlier than March, but I am pushing, trying to get them earlier.
Okay, would that be then when they would come in and present their final report and for approval by the board?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yes. Okay, so I'm gonna start with the water department. In the revenue, the water charges is our usage. You can see that we've got 44% of budget for our usage, but that's the summer months cutting in, and that is a high usage time for us. So now we've got eight more months of water usage that's lower because it's the winter months, and then it starts to spike up again in the spring as people turn on their irrigation. Mm-hmm. The water account charge, as I said previously, we haven't received that money. It'll come in December. We have our meter installation fee, which is the monthly $8.01. And then we have our commercials and some capacity fees. Mm-hmm. I did want to notate on the other line. That's where The main item that's in that line is when we receive developer deposits for Pantages or Tahini or Newport Point. We get the money there, and then we spend it. They're reimbursing us for expenses, and that's reported on the miscellaneous line at the bottom there.
Got it.
Under expenses.
Okay. Hey, Julie, real quick, off the top of your head, what year are we in the meter program repayment?
We started billing for the meters in 2018.
Yeah, we're our fourth year. Going into our fifth year? Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. But how many years is that going for?
We just started in July.
Huh? Ten.
So we're half, almost not far. Julia, one other thing I'd like to have you note, please, if you have your pencil and paper handy. I believe it happened about a year and a half ago, but they're starting to develop the property over there at the Discovery Church on Bixler Road, and they were septic, and I believe that we tied them into us for sewage about a year and a half ago, but can you check on that, make sure that they're paying commercial rates for their sewage on that 5-acre parcel?
Yes, I can.
Unless you know the answer now, but just something that popped up in conversation with some people I was talking to, and it triggered a thought of, I don't remember. Yeah, we don't see everything that happens, so that's not a big deal. But just check on that for me and make sure that they are paying for sewage or that has occurred.
I do not know the answer to that, and I will check out the
Send an email. Go ahead, please.
Going through the expenses, I'm pretty happy where we're sitting, and we're pretty much below or just at about where we should be there for this time of year on every line item except for the debt payments and the insurance payments, which those are skewed a little bit. One's an annual payment, and one of them is weighted more towards the beginning of the year versus the end of the year. The debt payments, the principal interest is paid in October, and the interest is paid in May or June. So bottom line, we're at 38% of spending. Pretty happy with that. Any questions on water?
Nope. Bye. Go ahead.
All right, let's go to wastewater. Now we get almost over 90% of our budget from the account charges that we charge our residents. Again, that's coming in December. The only revenue that we collect besides the account charge is for the sewer charges for the commercial accounts, as Director Graves.
Which is where I should have made my request instead of underwater, but I won't make it again because I think you got the gist of it.
That's okay. So it looks a little strange, you know, being, you know, a third into the year and we've gotten 1% of our revenue. But once we do the December financials, that will drastically change because we'll receive about 50% of our revenue.
Right, because the majority of it's coming from the county money.
Yeah.
Okay.
For the expenses, for wastewater, we're doing pretty good at 43%. It is the debt service and the liability and property insurance that are kind of skewing those numbers. Everything else looks pretty well going right along the way. I am concerned, just to let the committee know, that, you know, we do have the emergency repairs for that sewer leak that we had, was it on Clipper?
Yep.
Those will be forthcoming, so I'm sure that is going to cause some overages in our repair and maintenance. We'll get those as they come.
Our fiscal
year. Wastewater.
So that's interesting. Okay. So we end up paying 100% of our liability and property insurance during the year. We just paid partway through the year because they're on a fiscal year, and they're on a calendar year, and we're on a fiscal year. Is that correct?
No, not really. That's
why the numbers are skewed, though. Okay.
They're on the same fiscal year that we are.
But our payments in December for the year.
For liability and property?
I guess. It says 100% paid.
Yeah, but that was paid actually in July, June.
Cumulative. Okay, sorry, go ahead.
Okay. If there's no questions on wastewater, I can go to Zone 8.
Okay.
All right. Now, Zone 8, we've got a couple different revenue streams. We have, of course, the 1% of the 1% property tax. We get the majority of that in December. We did get a little bit, every once in a while, we'll get, they'll true up previous years, because this is a, the property tax is more vulnerable to people who are, you know, they can, just lost my train of thought, they can contest the value of their house, or they could say they don't owe this. So they always have a little bit of a reserve. And in October, they let out some of those reserves. That $19,000 represents small bits and pieces of property taxes going back about 5 years.
Okay.
So that's the $19,000. Then we get the community program, community center program fees. And now that COVID is over, we are seeing those fees come in, which is wonderful.
Yeah, it looks good.
Yeah. We get the rentals. The biggest part of that rental that we have in the budget is water and wastewater, and that will be billed in April because we rent the community center for the meeting.
Okay.
Our meeting. We get some reimbursable from the county for using our vehicles. You know, Bill's crew goes over to zone 61, zone 57, and zone 35, and they reimburse us for the use of our vehicles. And then down below on the other, that's where we had the pool, and I just kind of wanted to notate that we did bring in revenue of $7,500 this pool season from July 1 till current. So that was pretty good. I believe we had $8,000 in the budget. We weren't sure exactly how much popular the pool was going to be, but I think it was pretty successful.
Yeah, I'm happy to see that.
It's almost paid off.
Moving on.
Down on the expenses, again, not too much to notate. I did want to do on the repairs and maintenance. We did some project work updating the Discovery Bay Boulevard Islands, and that cost in the summer was reflected in repairs and maintenance. We had that scheduled as a project, so it was budgeted in the capital side, but it's really an expense. And again, the insurance was an annual payment, and there is no, zone 8 and 9 do not have any debt, so we don't have any debt payments there. And we're right at 33% of our expenses for the year, so I'm pretty happy there. Any questions on zone 8?
Nope.
Okay. Move on to zone 9.
Okay.
Zone 9, thank you. So we don't have any revenue until we get our first installment, which will be next month. Expenses, pretty happy with the expenses. We have quite a bit of repairs and maintenance scheduled in Zone 9, and I know Bill has been working on those, and I have a feeling that will be coming more in the spring months. That money will be spent. Any questions on Zone 9?
No.
All right. So that concludes my report. Again, I've done the detailed financials with all the detailed accounts that are attached. If anybody has any questions, I can answer those at this point.
None from me, Ryan?
Nope. Good.
Okay. Thank you, Julie. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hope you feel better.
I hope too.
Okay. We will move on to item F1, which is discussion regarding California Cooperative Liquid Assets class. Let's just get right down to it. And we have a presentation via audio. We don't have on a Zoom yet. With Bob Scholl. Bob, I understand you're on the line. Is that correct?
Yes.
Can you unmute yourself, sir?
How about now?
Yeah, there you go. Bob, my name is Kevin Graves. I am the president of the board of directors and chairman of the finance committee. And alongside me is my co-director here, Brian Gateau, and he is also a member here of the finance committee. Welcome. I think
well,
you have.
Thank you, guys. It's good to be with you.
It's your floor, sir.
Great. I thought it would maybe take 10 minutes or so, and happy to field any questions towards the end to talk about California class. Again, thank you for the time. I wish I could be there in person. By way of background, I actually live in Livermore, so I'm down the street, essentially, and could always come up for a face-to-face meeting or a board meeting in the future, so please let me actually work for Public Trust Advisors. Public Trust Advisors was hired by the pool to be the investment manager and the administrator of California Class. California Class is a joint powers authority, local government investment pool, essentially a public agency. Public Trust Advisors is the largest manager of local government investment pools in the country. California Class is our 17th local government investment pool across the country, and collectively right now we manage just shy of $65 billion in assets. I wanted to mention, though, that in addition to the pool and what we do on the investment side, I really am very focused on being a resource and a partner to districts across the state. We try to be as consultative as possible and do some things such as a cash flow analysis with the districts to allow you to see, you know, how can we optimize how much of our capital we're keeping in a short-term liquid strategy versus going further out on the yield curve, for instance. We also do a lot of investment policy work. I know you've had that discussion, I believe, with Rick Wood at CSDA. So my message is we try to be a lot more than just purely an investment provider and be value-added with what we do. But getting back to California Class, jointly sponsored by CSDA and the League of California Cities, as you may know, California 53601 for public agencies in the state does limit investment management to essentially treasuries, highly rated commercial paper, and bank CDs. There's two options within California Class. There's the prime fund, which we're talking about today, and then there's an enhanced cash strategy that is also available. I'll touch on that in more detail in just a minute. But I do believe that Dina provided packets or marketing kits, if you will, on California Class. Is that correct, Kevin?
Yeah, we have a portfolio here with two or three single sheets in it, but I'm looking at the one that has a comparison of fund option prime and enhanced cash. Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah, that's exactly okay. What I'm referring to. I think it's on the left.
That's correct. That's correct.
So real quickly, the prime fund is essentially a money market type vehicle designed specifically for California districts and agencies. It is a stable value product. So the net asset value, which is a dollar, never moves. What changes is the yield. So it's an ideal short-term cash management strategy for districts and agencies across the state. The enhanced cash option, we really don't talk about that much today because that's more of a medium-term strategy, maybe 9 months to perhaps 24 months if an agency or district can put money away for that length of time. It is not a stable net asset value product. But net asset value can change with prevailing rates, but you can achieve a higher yield, a higher rate of return going further out on the yield curve like that. But quite frankly, given that we started this pool in June, the prime fund has been the most attractive because we've been able to keep pace with the hikes in interest rates from the Fed, which has been pretty dramatic, as I'm sure you know, over the last 6 months or so. And right now, the yield on the prime fund is actually just a bit above 4%. With the prime fund, one of the attractions with that product today as well, one of the features I should say, is that the weighted average maturity on the prime fund, which is the liquid vehicle, is just over a month. So every 30 days, essentially, if you will, those portfolios are rolling off and we've been able to reinvest at higher rates with the recent rate hikes that have occurred. So that's one of the reasons that California Class and that prime option has received a lot of attention. The pool has the highest ratings possible from Standard & Poor's, Moody's, and Fitch as far as credit worthiness and liquidity. I should tell you, there's no minimums at all with the pool. We have some very large investors currently. We have small investors. We have investors in between, but we have no minimums with the pool. We have no fees on our side at all. You may have bank wire fees, for instance, with transactions, but no fees from California class, and I mentioned before a stable net asset value. So for short-term cash management that's available to districts and agencies in the state, California class is a great option. You may be familiar with LAIF. There are two other pools that are available within the state, but we are the newest pool. And quite frankly, if you look at features and benefits across the board, probably the most attractive available currently. The last thing I'd like to mention, just in closing, is I mentioned the other business that Public Trust runs across the country. We've really always had a focus in trying to deliver a best-in-class service experience. We have a team of five people on a service desk, a client service desk in Denver, where we're headquartered. They pick up the phone, they're always there to help. And then prior to launching California Class, we spent about $3 million in what we think is a best-in-class participant portal. I think Rick may have done a demo of that portal for you in the past. I'm not exactly sure of that, but I do believe that might have taken place. If you'd like a demo, we're more than happy to do that. But really just trying to create a user experience that we think is appropriate for what we're doing on the public fund side. And I think in addition to getting a lot of feedback across the state that public agencies and districts wanted another investment option in the state, there was also a demand for kind of a, I'll call it an improved client service experience. And again, I'm local, I'm Livermore, happy to provide any support or help all of you might need. There's a couple of other pieces in the marketing kit that was made available, but that is really all I had here at the outset. I'm happy to field any questions anybody might have.
Brian? I just so I know what I'm looking at and know what I'm comparing and know what is WAM and why is it? What is that?
WAM stands for Weighted Average Maturity. So that is the weighted average maturity of all of the securities in the prime fund, for instance. And again, right now, it's just at about 30 days, it may be 32 days now. And we get questions about why our yield is where it's at. It's very attractive, more than competitive today. And quite frankly, in starting this particular pool in June, because the weighted average maturity of the portfolio was so short, we were able to reinvest at higher rates with the Fed's rate hikes in the last 6 months. And so that's why we're above 4% with the current yield on the pool.
What's your yield on the enhanced cash?
You know, we haven't officially launched it yet.
Okay.
That'd
be a good reason why it's not a good option then.
Yeah. If you look at it from a holistic cash management perspective, enhanced cash will start to become attractive, and we will launch the pool here, I'm sure, or that option within the pool within the next several months. But when rates plateau or pull back, the enhanced cash strategy will be very popular for new money and also for investors in the prime fund, because at that time it would be attractive to go further out on the yield curve, gain a higher yield with a strategy that's more appropriate in a flat or a rate environment where rates are pulling back.
And I agree with your original assessment. I think that the prime would be, obviously, even if enhanced was up and running, we'd want to walk before we run. We don't want to get into a, right now we're just, this is a new step for us. So let's step into that market at a very liquid rate, at a very liquid instrument, and without getting into overcommitting funds at this point. And we're never sure when another unfunded mandate from the state's coming down the road that we got to go pay for. So I'm just trying to learn. That's all. Most of my questions aren't because I don't am not agreeing with what you're saying. It's just I want to know what we're talking about. That's all.
No, it's a good point. And again, with not having minimums with the products, again, we have many districts and agencies that come in with a relatively small amount to get started, get to know us, et cetera. We've got larger participants as well at the district, city, and county level. But I do want to stress with that prime fund, that is daily liquid. If we have wire instructions by 11 a.m. Pacific time, Monday through Friday, that money moves that day. So it is true daily liquid.
Safety. Guaranteed that these, well, I mean, what guarantees these funds are going to be available for us when we need them, and that there's not going to be an issue with regards to mismanagement. I'm not pointing any fingers, but or just bad decisions, or the economy, or all of the above. Well, how do we know that our money's going to be there for us?
Yeah, I can answer that. It's a great question. I can answer that several ways. First of all, with the pools that we run across the country, the other 17 pools, and we've been doing this 15 years now, we have never, the net asset value on the pools in place, that net asset value has never moved off a dollar. Okay, so we've preserved capital via keeping that net asset value at a dollar. We do not have guarantees, however, and that's a great question. This product is considered an investment, not a deposit. So there's nothing like FDIC insurance, nothing of that sort. What I would say, though, is because California Code 53601 does lay the groundwork for how districts in the state can invest, and again, treasuries, commercial paper, and bank CDs. My only comment there would be that if those portfolios start to show cracks, we might have a bigger issue, given that this is about as conservative as you can possibly invest in the fixed income world.
Okay.
But again, I do want to stress there's no guarantee around this at all. I think if you were and I'm happy to provide more information about public trust, about the firm, the professionals we have on board, the experience, et cetera. I think that can maybe alleviate some of those concerns.
I don't have any more questions. Do you, Brian?
No, as long as you guys aren't operating in the Bahamas or something like that.
How is that offshore account going? Yeah. Dina, anything?
No, but would you want to hear from Mr. Wood? He is using it. He's got other communities that he works with that is using it. Do you want to just hear?
Sure.
How is it going?
Yeah, if we have more input, more. Let's see what we got. Bring it up.
Put me on the spot, Dana.
Yes.
Better you than me.
So I can give you a little bit more background about this. Bob probably is bound by SEC rules, and I'm not. The formation of California Class has been in the works for well over a year now. The League of California Cities and CSDA were not entirely thrilled with some of the options that were available to us as a local government to be able to invest. And so we found Public Trust Advisors had started the process of creating California Class here, and we jumped in and probably hijacked them a little bit. When Bob mentioned that this is a joint powers authority, the trustees involved, there are two special district board members that are on the five-member board of directors. The two that are on there were picked by CSDA's board members. So, and then the league has two that their board actually picks. So this is truly managed at the very highest level by us, and for the benefit of local government and special districts as far as CSDA is concerned. So that was a huge issue for us, and we wanted to have that autonomy from some of the other programs. I probably can say more than Bob can with regards to the insurance, in that one of the biggest things that you can compare this to is the Local Agency Investment Fund, which is the Treasurer's Pool program in the state of California, Illinois, Lake. It's not insured by any means, in any way, and it's not as truly as much of a prime fund as this is. It's more of an enhanced cash fund. So their weighted average maturity at LAIF is well over 300 days. So there's much more risk involved with that. Now, they've never broke the buck either, which is the term that investment world uses and that Bob mentioned, that it's always kept at least a dollar stable net asset value. Breaking the buck would mean that you have you went to get your money and you got less than what you had put in. And that's never happened at WAIF as well, but it's never happened at Public Trust in all of their programs. So while there is no insurance, LAIF is not rated by Standard and Poor's and by Fitch and by all those other places. This is the highest that it can possibly be. And they keep that maintained on a regular basis. So that really the insurance, Director Graves, is that you're investing in the highest quality paper that exists out there that's the shortest terms available. And while LAIF is paying 2.06% this morning, California class was 4.05. And that is considering the amount that we have available to us to invest in this. This is your new revenue stream that you're going to have available to you for a lot of different projects. So there's a ton of work that has gone into this. I've stood in front of finance committees, boards. I act as the CFO for 9 special districts currently. Every single one of them are in this program, and for very good reasons.
So because you're running, because you're the CFO. No, I'm just kidding. What a coincidence!
No, that is true, but it's just the same circumstance that I have here right now. I feel very attached to you guys.
We go way back,
for a
absolutely.
Long time. And so, I unfortunately, Dina's probably have to throw something at me because I keep saying we and us and our in this process. But I do feel like this is a great opportunity for us and for this district to take advantage of what's there in such a safe, liquid, and extremely high-yield process that's definitely well within the California Government Code and why we created this.
How much, what kind of a dollar amount are we talking about investing in these funds?
We haven't really gotten down to that nitty-gritty yet, but I think it's prudent for us to put some money in a bank, a CD possibly, maybe a little bit in LAIF, and then a little bit in California.
How soon are we going to have the monies available to evaluate how we want to divide that up? Not till March then, till we get all the funds from this county. Mm-hmm. Am I looking at this correctly?
Correct.
Okay.
We'll have
some time to make a decision. Although, really, we can make a decision without knowing that. Specifically, because we're really with it's the instrument that we're voting on, not the amount. I mean, we'll eventually agree to that, but I can't think of, you ask the questions you think you need to ask. It's not, again, it's not because you're questioning the value or the security of it, but you need to ask those questions to make sure that you're representing other people. It's OPM. It's other people's money. What do you have? Anything you want to add, Brian?
Just for the committee's understanding, I mean, this is a very new area for me, and I'll be honest, I don't know all the questions to ask.
Okay.
And in light of what happened recently, with the cryptocurrency, I know it has nothing to do with this.
Right.
I just don't know the right questions to ask, and when there's no insurance mechanism,
Bitcoin would be an option for investments.
Actually, 5361 would
prohibit that. I knew that. Okay, so
my point is that I'm going to rely heavily on staff to for their report to make a
and staff as well as us rely heavily on our advice from CSDA. That's why we're a member, and that's why we try to be an active member so we can maintain that relationship and have that good advice, and we do trust your guys' advice. We've used you for all kinds of different things. So I don't know where to go from here. Is there any action that this board needs to take tonight with regards to this?
There really isn't an action. Is this something that you're interested in that you would like us to present to the full board at a future meeting?
Absolutely. I would recommend that we move this forward as a recommended avenue to address with regards to investment of our funds in order to maximize whatever income stream we can maximize. Did I say that right? Okay. Anything else you got for us?
Good choice, sir.
Thank you. You carry some weight, let me tell you. You carry some weight. anything else we got from... Mr. Scholl, appreciate your time. One of these days, I'll run into you over at Stritzy's in Livermore, probably.
Thank you very much, Kevin, and thanks everybody tonight. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you for taking the time, and we will absolutely be considering your product moving forward.
Okay, sounds great. Thank you again.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Dina, help me out here. Are we done with that item then?
Yeah.
Okay, so that would be the entirety of our meeting. Is there any future discussion or agenda items at this point? I know the board's putting stuff, staff's putting stuff together, so we'll rely on that. And if there's nothing more, then I will adjourn the meeting.